You still don't see it?
Hey, Tommy.
How are you?
Tommy Davidson. How you? I'm good. And you?
How are you? I'm just looking over your shoulder at this blonde. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
and you're bluish.
Yeah, well, it was blue night, so. And this is a good night. PCF is doing a good thing.
That's a gorgeous coat, too. That's unique.
Thank you. This is my stuff. This is my ties.
Oh,
it's
really?
Tongue in Cheek is my brand.
Oh.
And shop tongueincheek.com. It's easy.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, there you go.
So how'd you come up with that name like that?
Comedy. You know, you say something coy, it's tongue in cheek.
Uh-huh.
Off the cuff, I got tired of paying so much for ties, so much for different accessories that I made my own, and I want to end the fashion world. So this is what I'm doing, is to try to make my contribution and build myself into a designer eventually. But I'm an entertainer, you know, and so I'm making that transition. But being an entertainer, and you're from New York, am I right?
I am.
So you remember a guy named Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yes.
Very, very well.
Yeah, very well. And one of the greatest entertainments in the world, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, that's right. New York, New York! That's how he would put it.
He would put it like that. He was a beautiful dude. And you did him beautifully. And,
thank you.
He even came to my temple.
He's Yiddish, by the way.
No,
so don't pay attention to the I. Pay attention to the chai.
All right. He came to my temple, the actor's temple.
Really?
In 47th Street.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he's on the wall. He's a respected member the days of old.
Love him to death. One of my life's aspirations is to play him in a movie, whatever that movie may be. I want to be in it, and I got a good start because I am a movie actor and a comedian, and a singer. So,
what do you think he had there? What did the Rat Pack have, and what did he have in the Rat Pack that you felt was inspirational for you?
Versatility in his perception of the world. I don't think Sammy saw himself as just a black man. I think Sammy saw himself as an American man, and an American man consists of Irish, German, Italian, Jewish. I mean, we're talking about a country that brought everyone together for pretty much one cause, to feed their kids and make sure they had a roof on their head, you know? And it was done in a lot of different ways. It can be expressed in matzo balls or collard greens, you know, or meatballs. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Or hamburgers.
I totally understand.
You know, so I think that's what he was about. He was about what this city is about.
And you know, when you give a tribute, I will say here, to someone else, you are that tribute. Because you can recognize those things. And I throw that tribute all back to you. Because you see what he had in him. And I agree with everything you said. Thusly, you must have that inside of your soul.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I mean, I've been very, very fortunate to be able to see the world in total. You know, I've just been fortunate to do that. So I can see him for what he is. You know, I can see the Irish for who they are. I can see African men for who they are. I can see Latinos for who they are. I can see Jews for who they are. I mean, you can see people for who they are, not people's perception. You know, if we went off of people's perception, there'd be a little guy with a mustache, and we'd all be speaking German and reading Japanese.
I hear you. Two last quick questions.
You hear it, right?
What's good news for you, brother?
I'm doing a show called Vacation Creation. I am hosting it, taking well-deserving families around the world on luxury cruises.
Oh, wow.
And luxury ships, the biggest ones in the world.
Wow.
From the Ocean Corporation and all of the brands. From Princess, you know, to Carnival. Carnival, what's up? And I'm representing that.
Great. Last question. What does peace mean to you? We're very well with the International Day of Peace.
What does peace mean to me?
Yeah, sir.
That means that we actually have a chance to save this planet. There was World War II, and that was a whole world at war. Do you think we'll survive a third one? Peace means life now.
Well stated. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Nice to see you.